bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and a 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Katie DiGiuseppe. On Monday, the United States celebrated Earth Day, and with that, President Biden announced a $7 billion investment in solar energy projects nationwide. The investment focuses on disadvantaged communities and unveils a week-long series of what could be historic climate actions, according to the White House. The announcement of the $7 billion is in grants through the Environmental Protection Agency's Solar for All program that is funded by another act established by Biden. Government officials have said that the money will be targeted at low-income and disadvantaged areas. The administration also says that 200,000 jobs will be created by the program in the solar projects. Biden is also supposed to announce a website that will encourage citizens to join the American Climate Corps. Here was what President Biden teased to people on Earth Day about America's future plans regarding climate change.
I introduced the first climate bill in the United States Senate, and all these years later, as president, I was able to sign into law the Inflation Reduction Act, the most significant investment ever anywhere in the history of the world. We're just getting started.
Audio provided by NBC News. Columbia University is to hold classes virtually as safety concerns arise over pro-Palestinian protests and tensions. Reports have been made about anti-Semitic and offensive statements, as well as actions on and near the campus. A campus rabbi has even recommended that Jewish students should return home for their own safety. School leaders are supposed to come together this week to discuss a way to bring an end to this crisis. In a letter published on Sunday to social media, the university said that the students have been told to go back to Poland and stop killing children. A letter that was sent out said that the university and the city police cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. A letter was sent to the president of the university by the Columbia Jewish Alumni Association that stated the concerns for Jewish students at the university, claiming that the environment on campus has been hostile. Last week, 113 people were arrested after the president of Columbia sent a letter to the New York police requesting its help to break up the encampment. Here is what the president of Columbia said in a statement in court recently.
We must uphold freedom of speech because it's essential to our academic mission, but we cannot and shouldn't tolerate abuse of this privilege to harass and discriminate. There have been periods in history when anti-Semitism is in abeyance, and they were characterized by enlightened leadership, inclusive cultures, and clarity about rights and obligations. Those are the values I cherish and that I am determined to bring to Columbia.
Audio provided by NBC News. A suspect was arrested over the weekend after a break-in at the home of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. A statement was released by the LAPD on X, formerly Twitter, that stated around 6:40 a.m. an individual smashed a window to gain entry into the home while it was occupied. 29-year-old Ephraim Matthew Hunter is the suspect, who was booked on felony burglary charges, and his bail was set at $100,000. The home owned by Bass and her family was broken into while one of the accompaniments was at the home when the intruder broke in, according to the mayor's office message to ABC News. The person inside the home did not specify if they had an interaction with the suspect. The LAPD also wrote that there were no injuries to the accompaniments inside the home during the incident. A police investigation is still ongoing. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Katie DiGiuseppe.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.